When the Grayton Day Labor Center opened its building 4 years ago, it did more than move most of the casual hiring off the streets of the town. It also expanded the process to include another segment of the workforce.
Historically, day laborers in Grayton waited for work on the street, and women didn't feel that comfortable doing that. But once we organized at a site with a building, women started feeling comfortable to come wait for work. So as long as we've had a center, we've had a women's group. And they decided to organize their own democratic hiring process to distribute domestic work, which includes house cleaning, child care, elder care, or food preparation.
Maureen Pertill has been working with these women, both on their internal organizational efforts and in their participation in a statewide effort to win legislative passage of Assembly Bill 889, which would enact a domestic workers' bill of rights.
The bill extends basic workplace protections that the rest of us enjoy to domestic workers, including workers' compensation, the right to meal and rest breaks, overtime pay. For 24-hour live-in caregivers, it gives them the right to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, the right to cook food for your own consumption, and for cultural appropriate dietary needs.
The bill would not affect current laws governing payroll taxes, withholding, or minimum wages, but Pertill says it would make an important change in defining eligibility for workers' compensation.
Right now, workers' compensation law extends to anyone working in your home or anywhere in the state of California if you work 52 hours in 3 months for a single employer. But the problem with house cleaning is most people work maybe 6 hours every 2 weeks, which only comes out to 36 hours. So house cleaners are not covered under workers' compensation right now, so this bill will extend that to them.
Altogether, Pertill explains, AB 889 is a measure that would address a longstanding inequity in U.S. labor law, at least in California.
The Fair Labor Standards Act was passed, I think, in 37, and it granted all of the normal workplace rights most of us enjoy in this country, including workers' compensation, right to overtime pay, meal and rest breaks, etc. The only two classes of workers that were excluded from this bill intentionally were domestic workers and farm workers. And the reason for that was Southern lawmakers at the time, who were overtly racist, did not want to include rights for black workers.
AB 889 hasn't drawn a great deal of public attention so far, even as it has already made it halfway through the state legislature.
It passed the assembly at 49-19. It was a great victory. Now it's making its way through the Senate, and it passed the Senate Labor Committee, and it's currently in the Senate Appropriations Committee. And then finally, it will go to the full Senate for a vote and for the governor to sign, hopefully within the next month.
But the path to passage isn't all clear sailing. Pertill acknowledges that there are concerns about costs.
There's concerns that if workers' compensation, for example, is extended to all workers, that there will be an increase in complaints, and so the state will have to pay for personnel to receive those complaints. So there's questions around the cost to the state.
And there is some mounting opposition coming from the employment agencies that screen and place domestic workers. The debate over the measure is expected to intensify later this week if it moves out of the Senate Appropriations Committee as expected. A similar bill was adopted in New York State earlier this year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.